Good morning, it's 7:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Major League Baseball has now proposed a 76-game season to players as the league and union continue to negotiate how to start the coronavirus-delayed season in early July. The new proposal also expands the playoffs from 10 teams to 16 and allows players to earn 75% of their prorated salaries. Players have refused cuts beyond what they agreed to in March at the start of the pandemic. Initially, MLB proposed an 82-game season with sliding-scale pay cuts, and players countered with a 114-game schedule at prorated pay. In other virus-related sports news, the NFL and the Players Union have sent a planner to the 32 teams outlining safety and cleaning procedures for the full reopening of their practice facilities. No timetable has been announced as of yet for the return of most players to team complexes. And the group that runs the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament is eliminating 110 national positions to deal with the financial effects of the pandemic. The U.S. Tennis Association also announced yesterday that it will close its headquarters in White Plains, New York, and shift remaining staff to an undetermined location in the state. In college football news, the NCAA is considering a six-week plan for teams to prepare for the start of their seasons that includes 2 weeks when teams can hold walkthroughs before the start of preseason practices. During those 2 weeks, teams can do up to 20 hours per week of weight training, conditioning, film study, meetings, and walkthroughs with coaches. Players would not be permitted to wear helmets and pads through walkthroughs, but a ball could be used for instruction. The plan still needs to be approved by the Division I Council. And lastly, a federal judge has ruled that UConn did nothing wrong by taking away the scholarship of a soccer player who gave the middle finger to a television camera. Noriana Rodwan made the gesture to cameras while celebrating the Huskies' AAC championship title in 2014 and argued that her punishment was excessive and not in line with discipline meted out to male athletes who violated school policies. I'm Jesse King.